Good morning. My name is Gavin Sledge. If we haven't had the pleasure of meeting before, I'm obviously not Matt Morton, but I am our youth pastor here, and I'm really, really excited to be sharing with y'all today. We're wrapping up. If you haven't been with us this summer, or you've kind of been in and out, totally understand. This summer, we've been going through the book of Psalms and looking at different songs and prayers, and I get the opportunity and the pleasure to wrap us up. And as I've been praying through, man, what do I want to leave us with? What do I want to, the Lord continuing to put this idea of celebrate, of look back, right? We, and this myself included, I am not a good celebrator, right? I am not a good gift giver. I'm just not good at those things. I am a dreamer. I like to think about what is next. And honestly, that is our culture. Our culture is really good about just going forward, right? Man, you finish one thing, well, that's okay, because you have about 40,000 more things in front of you that you have to do, right? You got to drive your kids to every soccer practice and baseball practice, and there's assignments due. There's always the next big thing in front of you. And so we are constantly going and going and going. And I think, man, there is a moment where that just hurts us. And I'm excited as we get to look at Psalm 66, and as Aaron and the band brought us into that idea, that we need to just stop and celebrate. That God has done incredible, incredible things here through people in this church, in these walls, but also a lot of really cool things outside of these walls. Thousands of miles away, the gospel of Jesus Christ has been preached through people who go to church with you, right? And so often we can show up here and we can learn and we can worship Jesus and we can miss out on the incredible things that are happening here. So as I was praying, I was like, man, we're gonna change it up. And so I walked into Matt's office a few weeks ago. I was like, hey, Matt, can we change this up? Can we do something different? And he was game, and so I'm really excited because most of the time, you're actually not gonna be hearing from me. You're gonna be hearing from some of my friends over here, and we're talking about through three different mission trips and two other events that happen here as we get to just stop and reflect and celebrate what God has done. And so for you, why can we celebrate? We're gonna be in Psalm 66. If you have it, you can open it up. I realized today when I was doing my mic check, that normally, I don't know if you know this, right? We don't just stare into nothingness. There's a TV back there that has all of our words. But I guess the older I'm getting, the harder it is to see those words. And so I'm gonna be reading from my Bible. And you can be praying for me as I'm realizing these things. But Psalm 66, right? It is a psalm of praise. It's a psalm of celebration. And as David is doing these things, it is a song that is sung. And so I'm not gonna sing it, but we're gonna read it together. All right, Psalm 66 says this. It says, shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds towards the children of man. He turned the sea into dry land and they passed through the river on foot. There did we rejoice in him who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. And as the psalmist is inviting us, he says that, and I love that in verse 5. He says, come and see that God is moving, that he is doing a great thing. And that is my invitation to you all, that you're gonna get to hear a lot of different stories, right? And for some of us, like, well, I'm not gonna ever be there. Like, I've got 18 kids. I can't go to Indonesia tomorrow, right? But man, that God is moving. God is doing great things. And what I want y'all to first do is just be encouraged. All right, we celebrate first because God, one, is worthy of it. He's worthy of all praise. God is doing great things. And so our hearts and our spirits can be encouraged by what God is doing. That these people, there's nothing incredible, no offense, nothing incredible about us sin over here. They just said yes. The Spirit encouraged them and called them something, and they just gave a faithful yes to what the Lord had for them. He's gonna do those things. And I believe, man, God has those same things for you. That the same God that did incredible things in Indonesia and Germany or right here in these walls through Pine Cove is the same God that is walking through life with you, the same God that can work through your marriage, the same God that can redeem relationships or break through addictions. That God is worthy of praise. And he is not done working yet. And I believe, man, he is doing incredible things through our church and in our people. And so we get to celebrate that. And that's what we're gonna do today. And so I also recognize for some of us, it might be hard, right? You just finished summer and summer has this idea of like, man, summer's gonna be rest and relaxation, but you're getting done. You're like, I feel exhausted. Like, when's my break from my break coming, right? And you're like, and I know school starting and all those different things, and celebrating just doesn't sound really easy right now because you don't know what I got on my plate. Or for other of us, maybe we're coming in with broken hearts and we're coming in with grieving, the loss of a loved one, or not sure, man, that maybe just there's been heavy things that have happened this summer. First and foremost, I want to encourage you that the Lord is near, that this God that we share that is all over the world that is redeeming also desires to redeem in your life. And I would encourage you, as we go into this time, I'm gonna give you a moment right before we jump into these interviews, just to take a moment to ask the Spirit, one, Spirit, would you just encourage me? Would these stories be an encouragement to my heart? Would these deepen my love and faith from you, not just to an academic thing, but to an experiential moment with you as we get to see how you physically moved in these lives and in these stories? And then two, Spirit, would you challenge me? Like I said, these people, they just gave a faithful yes. And the Holy Spirit desires the same thing for each one of you. He wants to make his name known and help people find and follow Jesus through every single one of you. And he's just waiting for your yes. And so would you ask, Spirit, would you move in me and show just, hey, what this semester, what my yes is? What is my faithful yes to make your name known in my life wherever I go? All right, so I'm gonna tell you a little bit about how this morning's gonna look. Just in a minute, they're gonna bring out some chairs, so just ignore them, but also, when you see them, give them some fist bumps because these guys are awesome, right? But we're gonna have to do a little interview, kind of just bring some people out. I'm gonna ask them some questions. You're gonna get to hear about their stories, about their experiences, about the things that they got to see and they got to do. And then we're gonna have a moment as a church to pray for them because we believe that God is still working in these things and we wanna ask God to move. And I think how incredible it would be, man, if the 100 of us in this room are asking God to continue to move. And so I'm gonna give you something uncomfortable. I'm gonna give you a challenge. And I was telling them, I work with middle schoolers and high schoolers. I thrive in uncomfortable, right? That is my specialty. And so what I'm about to do is I'm gonna ask you to do something uncomfortable. As we are praying after each one, and there's gonna be some prayer points up there. And instead of me just standing up there and letting y'all pray and y'all just awkwardly staring at me, I'm gonna have y'all pray it out loud, like with your voices, right? And you don't have to scream, that's not what I'm saying, but pray is like, man, how awesome would it be if our church is raising up all these prayer points in Indonesia and Germany and praying for our goers over there with joy and with confidence and with boldness, because man, we believe that our God hears those prayers, all right? And then we're gonna repeat that about 4 different times. You're going to hear from a lot of cool things that are going on. Sound good, church? Yeah. All right. Hey, I'm the youth pastor, so give your neighbor a high five. Tell them you're excited to see them there. I'm going to pray for us. I'm going to pray for our shares, and then I'm going to give you a moment, like I said, to pray for yourself, and then we're going to jump in. Lord, thank you. Thank you for just a morning to celebrate, a morning of praise, because God, you are so, so worthy of it, God, that we have seen redemption in our own lives, and we've seen that, God, that you don't just end there, that Jesus, you didn't have to come at all, and yet you did. And you delivered us from death and into life, but you are continuing to use us for great purposes and allow us to be a part of it. God, we get to see that through our brothers and sisters who are about to come up here on stage. And I pray that these stories can be an encouragement to our hearts, Lord, not knowing where everyone's hearts are right now. But Lord, you do. And I pray you can meet each one of them in this moment. And so church, I'd ask, would you just pray for yourself? Would you ask the Holy Spirit to meet you in this place? That these stories would be an encouragement, that these stories would be a place of praise, a place to meet the Lord, and a place to be challenged on what next steps could look like. Well, Father, we thank you. One, that you hear our prayers, and two, that you use us. And I pray that this moment can be sweet to your ear. Lord, we love you and praise in Jesus' name, amen. Awesome. Well, will you help me in welcoming up two guys as we got to go to Germany? So I'm going to bring up Adam and Jaren. Give them a round of applause. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you guys. Awesome. Well, hey, will you introduce yourselves and then also kind of tell us a little bit about where you went, what y'all did?
So my name's Adam Boleen. I'm a senior here at Grace Youth.
I'm Jaren, and I am the youth fellow here.
Nice. And what did y'all, why'd y'all go to, where'd y'all go, what'd y'all do?
So kind of stuff. We stayed a week in Munich, Germany, working with the Young Life team over there in a school. We hosted an English day camp. And so what that looked like was the students would come in, we'd go to classrooms, we'd teach them basic stuff about English, but also incorporate Bible stories and stuff about the gospel. Like, for example, in the English part we did was we taught some of them Taylor Swift, just kind of like break the ice with them because they were like really shy. But also, like, we'd say, okay, we'd only let you sing Taylor Swift if you would come up and like learned about the gospel with us. Like, it was kind of like a trade-off. So,
anything you'd add to? Nice. Well, hey, what were some cool stories or experiences that we got to have in Germany?
Well, one of the cool experiences for me, and all three of us really, was one night we were sitting at dinner, and there was a young man. His name was Anatol, and he really wasn't a Christian much. He had heard about the Christian faith and like who Jesus was, but he never really deeply understood that. And he was really struggling with the concept of only your faith makes you saved and not your works. And he was like wrestling with that idea. And so all three of us really got to share like our stories and the way Jesus has changed our lives and the way Jesus can change his life as well.
And you want to add to that one? Yeah. I know go for it. Kind of add it from our perspective.
Yeah. It was really cool getting to see Adam step into this moment where me and Gavin are like talking about theology and...
We got to like Greek gods and like, yeah, we were like he was asking about all these kinds stuff. Of questions.
And then Adam just like leans over and is, hey, I'd really like to share something. And I think summing it up is best in like verse 16 of this Psalm 66, like, come in here, all you who fear God, and I'll tell you what he's done for my soul. Like, not facts about God, not like scriptures, but like, what has he done for my soul? And seeing Adam do that was definitely something I'll never forget.
Yeah, we both had this moment of like, I mean, because I was at the end of the table, and there's Jaron, and then Anatol, and then Adam, and he was kind of talking with some of the guys earlier. And then like, you started to see like his like attention start to shift as he was jumping into our conversation. And there it is, it's like, I mean, Adam's youth pastor, like Jaron's on staff, like these guys are having like some pretty deep theological conversations with Anatol. And then Adam's just like, it's like, is there something I can I share? I was like, we're like, for sure. Like, we're absolutely. And Adam just brings in this beautiful gospel presentation of how Jesus has worked in his life and the things he's freeing him from and working in. And me and Jaron just like goosebumps, like just staring at each other, like just jaws dropped of like the faith and the boldness of just what, once again, what a faithful yes looked like. The Spirit encouraged you to share the story. Like, you and Anatol still talk, right? And it's still have a relationship. Like, he's been messaging you more, way more than he's been messaging us about like questions he's had and stuff like that, which has been really cool. Well, also, how else did y'all get to see God move throughout the trip?
Well, in our group, we were teaching like the least experience in English. And so they were very shy and they really didn't want to be there in the beginning of the week. And so they were all sitting there in the classroom and we asked them like, raise your hand if you're excited. Nobody even moved. Like, they were just, they didn't even want to be there.
They were done.
But like, as the week progressed, we saw them kind of open up to us. And they were really eager to come back and learn about God and learn about Jesus and all that. And that was really encouraging to see that God was working in their lives to give them this desire to come back and keep learning. And that's one thing that I hope they keep doing is like having that desire. Yeah. So
that's awesome. You want to add?
Yeah, I mean, probably just at the end of the week, we went to church at one of the German churches, and three of the students and Anatol all came with us, which was really cool to see how they had started not wanting to be there at all to ending with, like, we just want one more day to go to church with y'all. It was really cool.
And it was, like, four of the people who probably had been the most closed off to, like, God initially, they didn't want to be there, that all came to church, like, to worship and grab pizza with us and after and all those different things. Awesome. Well, hey, give it up for our incredible Germany trip. Thanks, guys. Really, really cool stories. Like I said, there are so many other stories. If you see either of these guys or get to know any of our other people on our trip, ask them. Ask them what God's continuing to do. And the beauty is God is continuing to do really, really great things there. Two of my really favorite families are the Sandifers and the Martins, and they're missionaries there. And they're continuing to work, and they're continuing to proclaim Jesus' name in Germany, which is honestly really, really hard. And sometimes they feel isolated or shut off and discouraged. But man, we got to see God do great things, and we're going to pray for them as a church. So here's some of the prayer points. This is it. This is the moment, y'all. This is y'all's moment to respond, right? So here's some things to pray for. Is one, pray for the campers. That we got to see a lot of seeds be planted. Pray that those continue on, that these Young Life staff who are at these schools, even just peers, continue to encourage these things to grow and encourage these seeds to grow. And then pray for our growers, the Sandifer and the Martins family, who are both growers from Grace and call this place home. Pray for them. Pray that their relationship was strengthened. Pray for favor in the town and with the schools. And then lastly, would you pray for our high school boys as they return? Some going to college and the other one staying here. Would you return they return with that same fire, that same zeal to proclaim the gospel wherever they go, that this just not be a thing that you only do after you get off an airplane, but this be something that we do every day as man, because this world is in need of Jesus, and these boys have done incredible work, so we want to keep praying for those things. So I'm going to give you like 30 seconds to pray, and then I'll close this. Lord, we know there are so many more prayers, and I pray, Lord, this continues to be on our heart. Lord, you remind us of these things throughout the week to pray for these people, to pray for the work you have started. But Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for safety for this trip, for all the things you did in these guys' lives, and we pray that you continue to do great things even more as they return home. We love you and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Awesome. Now we're going to bring up our friend Emily. Oops, sorry, skipped it. She was on our Indonesia with our Creekside College team. Get up for Emily. Well, I know I just kind of introduced you, yes. But would you let us know what you're studying, where you're at school?
Yeah, for sure. Whoa. My name is Emily. I'm a junior communication major here at Texas A&M.
Whoop.
Yes.
Hey, they got the whoop. First service and a whoop. Great job.
Hey.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about y'all's trip. Where'd you go? Kind of what was the purpose of it? What were some of the things y'all were doing?
Yeah, for sure. So Indonesia is where we were. We flew into a city called Kendari, which is actually a 13-hour time difference. So the other side of the world.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. So it was just really cool. It's a very unreached country. So we got to, we stayed in this place with like the local missionaries and the American missionaries. And then every week or week and a half or so, we'd go out to other villages and like stay in host homes and get to know these host families and get to experience the culture, but these people had never heard the gospel before. Very unique experience of like literally no one had heard the gospel, so just getting to share the gospel for the first time and just sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
That's so fun. What were some fun stories, fun experience? I know we talked about the food being unique, obviously, and just different situations. And y'all were there for how long?
We were there for 6 weeks.
Six weeks, that's a long time.
Yes, left right after finals and then got back halfway through summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, the food was crazy. Very different than a hamburger and some hot dogs, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Lots of white rice, lots of fish with the eyeballs and the skin, and then tsunogi, which is just like, it's their cultural food, but it's really just a big ball of goo. You don't chew, you just swallow. It's about the texture of aloe vera. So it's pretty
yeah,
unique.
Yeah, new opportunities, new cultures.
Yes, expanding my horizons, if you will.
And there's Drew trying to fit on a bed.
Yes. So, yeah, I have a great story about Drew, actually. So before we left, all of our guys buzzed their heads, like shaved their heads just because it's easier because you don't really have running water. And so 6 weeks in, obviously your hair grows out, and Drew was thinking he needs a haircut. So they found these, like, an electric razor or whatever, and they went out to the beach and got in the water or whatever, and one of our other teammates named Wyatt was cutting Drew's hair and, like, fixing up the edges and finally got to the part where he was, like, you know, getting his neck, whatever, took the guard off, all the things, and then he, like, combs through Drew's hair and sees a little piece that's still sticking up. And Wyatt takes the electric razor and tries to get that little piece, forgetting he took the guard off. So there's a great picture of Drew with a huge bald spot right on the top of his head. And to make it even.
I wish we had that one.
I know. And to make it even, they just shaved his whole head. So
nice.
Drew did come back to the States with a shiny head. It was a pretty great experience. But for sure the most memorable part, to get a little more serious, was just kind of experiencing the fact that our God is a one God with one spirit throughout the entire world. Getting to know these Indonesians, getting to build relationship with these Indonesians, still talking to them a month and a half later, and just seeing them pray and hear their testimonies and just truly recognizing that our God is so much bigger than College Station, Texas, the United States, even this hemisphere, just so much bigger and better and truly just one magnificent and all omniscient, omnipotent being God is that truly just brings us all together, that we can all have something in common, brothers and sisters in Christ on the literal other side of the world.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What is one way that you got to see God move in your life, through y'all's team, in your team?
Yeah, for sure. I think something that's pretty unique about Indonesia is that you kind of get stripped of everything that makes you comfortable. You get stripped of AC. The women have to wear long pants, so you get stripped of comfortable clothing, comfortable food. I didn't have cell phone service or Wi-Fi, so I get stripped of all communication to the outside world, including my family. I got to call my family every week, but... not every day, obviously, but so truly just having that one-on-one relationship, you and the Lord, and being able to just truly dwell in that space is unlike any other experience. But a tangible time that we got to see the Lord move was a very personal experience for me, actually. I went to this woman's house who had been ministered to before, and when we were on our way, they briefed us and they said that this woman believes that Jesus is the healer. In the Muslim faith, they do believe that Jesus heals, but they don't believe in Jesus the Messiah. And so we go in and then we're reading, or not reading, we're like talking, whatever. And then we start sharing the gospel and we start doing all this stuff and we start just implementing the word of God into our conversation, praying over her scripture, all the good things. And then we checked the time and we realized she had to go to her job. And we were like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, you're going to be late. She was like, no, like, please stay. Like, I know I'm going to lose money, but like, this is what's important. This is the truth. And so we were able to stay a little bit longer. And then we came back the next week and she brought her sister and her friend to actually open the word of God and study the Bible. So.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, pretty cool story. So.
That's really awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing
with
us. Would you give it up for Emily?
Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Well, here's some of our prayers. Continue to pray for those long-term teams, and you'll get to hear a little bit more about them. But they are also, they're growers from here. They came to church here, and they're people that we love. So praying for them and praying that they would be able to follow up with these people and these conversations and what we just got to hear, that they would continue to invest in those relationships and be received in those ways. And then praying for all of our college students as they're returning. One, pray for rest as they're still recovering from a lot of those things, but pray as they go into A&M that the same mission lands on their heart as they get to interact with people all over the world. So 30 seconds for y'all to pray, and then I'll close this and we'll move on to the next one. Father, thank you for Emily. Thank you for her stories, Lord. Thank you for that team that was willing to give 6 weeks of their time and their life for your gospel, because you are worthy of our whole lives. And thank you for the work you did through them. Lord, and we pray that as they continue to return, they continue to have that same excitement to share and to make your name known wherever they go. So Lord, we love you. Praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Awesome. Well, I'm now going to bring up the Caldwells. They're going to talk about also an Indonesia trip with our Creekside adult team. Get up for the Caldwells. Hey, guys. Come on. Well, would you love to introduce yourselves, tell us a little bit about y'all's stream or trip? I know it's somewhat similar, but also unique in some different ways.
Yeah, so we are the Caldwells, Brett and Valerie, and we got to lead the adult trip to Indonesia as well. We're actually Grace Goers, and we'll be hopefully heading out to Indonesia early next year.
Which is so cool.
Super cool. Yeah. So it was really fun to be there this summer. We only had a 12-day trip, not quite 6 weeks, so a little
but
different
still,
experience.
I mean, it's a big trip.
Yeah, lots of travel. About 40 hours there, 40 hours back, so pretty hefty.
Who's right.
But yeah, so we just got to do similar things to what Emily shared. go out with the team into villages that they've never met believers likely. And so getting to be in the host homes and really minister to the people and like eat food with them, do their daily life with them, super awesome. And then secondarily, getting to be there from Grace and actually visit other Grace goers that are there, like you mentioned. And so getting just love and care on them, really unique experience for missionaries there to receive teams from the U.S., from their own home church for 6 weeks at a time and 2 weeks at a time, and just get a lot of care that they wouldn't get in other parts of the year.
Yeah, which is so special. I mean, especially old roommates and friends and getting to connect with them, with Hannah Lee and then Jacob Hood. And first year, transition to a new place and getting to see familiar faces as an encouragement of jumping into their ministry and doing all those things is, I'm sure, really, really special there.
It was a really special time, man.
That's awesome. Well, tell me a little bit, what were some memorable experiences, cool stories you got to have from y'all's time?
Yeah, so a really cool story is we went out into a village trip. We were there for 4 days and three nights. And while we're there, we just get to experience the village and the fun things that they want to show us. And so one of those things was going to a big market, actually, in a neighboring village. And so they took us there, and it turns out that the long-term team had actually been there a couple years before. And so they recognized some of the homes, and so they decided to just go and see if the people remembered them, and they did. So they were welcomed back into their homes, and one family in particular, our teammates were able to show them the first 10 minutes of something called the Jesus film. And this is a movie that is about Jesus's life, death, and resurrection. And it's been translated in over 2,000 languages. And so these people are getting to listen to the gospel for the first time in their heart language. And so that was just really special for them. And they were really excited about it, but our teammates had to leave. And so when we got back to the village we were staying in, the Lord just really impressed on their hearts that we need to go back and we need to give them a copy of this movie on their own computer. And so I got to be a part of that secondary visit. And when we got to their home, it was a woman and her kids. And as the Jesus film was being downloaded onto her computer, when it was finally finished loading, she started clapping. And this lady is Muslim. And so for her to be so excited about receiving this good news was just so encouraging. And she looked at us and she said, "Everyone needs to hear this. I cannot wait to bring this back to my home village." And so that was just so impactful, seeing the way that the Lord was working in that, and even how it sometimes takes many years for those seeds to be planted on good soil. And so that was just a really, really encouraging moment on our trip.
That's awesome. And seeing the Lord work, not just in her life, but her like desire to go share that with other people and friends. And I mean, that's big, big deal for this kind of place. Yeah. That's so cool. How about, have you seen the Lord move? I know that story in particular, but I know you have another one that is really, really cool.
Yeah, so we, the village we were in, we were the first foreigners to ever be there. And so we just got to sow many seeds of the gospel through Jesus stories and praying for people. And we just were able to identify 9 people that were spiritually opened that the team wants to go back and follow up with. And we were able to do 3 Bible studies in the homes of people there. And so that was really encouraging. And it was also just encouraging to see the way that the Lord really used our team. So there's 9 of us that went from Grace, and we ranged from 20 years old to 40 years old. And it was just so amazing to see how the Lord has brought each individual person to go and just say yes this summer, and how God used us in such a small way, but to make a huge impact on these people's lives that live in this unreached place.
That's awesome. Well, thank y'all for leading the team and for going as well. And we're excited to see what the Lord does through y'all as y'all go in January. Yeah. So thank you. Thanks so much. Give it up for the Caldwells. Awesome. Well, hey, we want to continue to pray and praying for those 9 people specifically that they got to meet and connect with, and they saw as people of peace, which means they are open to spiritual conversations. They're open to talking with Jesus. So our missionaries, our goers, as we got to say, are going to be connecting with them and following up and having those relationships. So we want to pray for those people, pray for our goers as they have the opportunity to do that. And then once again, praying for that team as they are adults coming back, that they continue to have that fire. So we'll pray and then I'll close this. Lord, thank you for the work you did. Thanks for the Caldwells. Thanks for each person on that team. Thank you for our goers and for Hannah Lee and for Jacob over there. Pray that this is just an encouragement to them as well. And we pray for them as they continue to be your hands and feet in Indonesia. We pray just for strength. We pray for endurance and that you fill them up and you continue to help them build relationships and learn the language and all these different things you were doing. And then we praise you for that. We praise you for these nine people who were open to hear conversations about who you are, Jesus. We pray for you praise you for the Jesus film and the ways that you're using that film to reach this village and to reach these people is incredible, God. Yeah, just so much to praise you for. Thank you for letting us get to celebrate that. Thank you for letting us get to see that and to be a part of your process there. Lord, we love you. Praise Jesus' name. Amen. Well, hey, we got to talk about some ways that our teams have gotten to encounter the world. But now there's a really cool opportunity coming forth. And if you've been at Grace, you've heard about this. We've got to do this for many, many years. It's called the Big Giveaway. It's an opportunity for us to connect with the international students, right? So we just got to talk about how we went to the world, but now the world gets to come to us. And it, being here at A&M and being sharing a town, man, we have thousands of international students, thousands of people who've never been to America before, who are leaving their homes and leaving their families and coming from all different walks of life and different religions. And we have an opportunity to, one, just be good neighbors, to welcome them into our town, but two, to also be faithful followers of Jesus and help them come to know the truth of who Jesus is. And so this is a really, really cool opportunity. As you can see, we're kind of short on some of the things that we've committed to. And so if you're interested in, hey, first connecting by just providing some of these goods, right? We've recognized some goods that helps these students out the most. And we've taken on vacuums and bikes. If you're interested in helping them get some of those goods, you can donate either financially through the QR code or you can try to purchase a bike. What I would say is, hey, try to go on top of that because Amazon's been really slow with deliveries and ship that to the Anderson campus. Or what I would encourage, if you really want to go buy a bike or buy a vacuum, is go to Walmart today or Target today or tomorrow, buy one, and then you can drop that off at the Anderson campus so that we can give one of those to an international student and welcome them to our town. But secondly, a really cool way for you, for your family to get involved is that middle one. It's an opportunity for you to volunteer, for you to give your time. We need people to go and deliver these goods, right? So a little shift, usually we do Saturday morning for the big give, but now it's actually moved to Saturday kind of afternoon, evening. The new student conference for the international students is Saturday morning. So we're just making some shifts and working around it because we want to make sure that we get to connect with them. But hey, really cool opportunity. If you've never done it before, it's really easy. You sign up and then they give you a time. You drive by Anderson. They will load some things into your vehicle and give you an address and a name of a person, and you get to go to their home and you get to welcome them to College Station. You get to welcome them to America, to our town. You get to build a relationship with them and give them these goods and get to pray for them and their roommates and their home. Oftentimes, man, they're just incredible hosts. They'll bring you in and they'll give you tea or drinks. They're just so excited to meet Americans. And the really, really cool opportunities, then you'll have their numbers and build relationships with them. We got to invite them to dinners and they want to learn American traditions and have an American meal in a home. And oftentimes they'll invite you over to their house for dinners and cook for you. But really cool ways for us to be engaged in what we just got to hear. The man, Jesus' name is being proclaimed and is worthy of being proclaimed. And we have an opportunity here even with our friends and our new neighbors that are moving into America. So really cool ways. If you have any more questions, you can come connect with us at the Connect table afterwards and get some more information on how to do that. But yeah, so we talked about, hey, this is where Creekside went globally. But we also got to do some really, really cool things here. About a month ago, there was no chairs in this room. Instead, there was tents, and there was about a bajillion elementary school kids just screaming and having the time of their life, right? We were in the offices, but, man, we could just feel the energy here, right? So we have Pine Cove. You know Pine Cove? Awesome ministry. They bring camp to us, and they provide an opportunity to get to know elementary school kids and share Jesus with them. And it's not just a camp just for Creekside. It's open to all of Bryan College Station. So I'm gonna have some friends come up and share with us a little bit about Pine Cove. We get up for the Briars. Look at them, y'all. Welcome back, girls.
Hi.
How are we doing?
Good.
You're an expert now. You got it. So fun. Well, would you introduce yourself to all of our friends?
My name's Kendall. I'm 11 years old, and I'm going into sixth grade.
My name is Chandler. I am 8 years old, and I'm going into third grade.
My name's Elliot, and I'm 6 years old, and I'm going into first grade.
Nice. Great job. Yeah, this is a clap for all the time. Did y'all have fun at camp?
Yes.
Yeah? What was some of your favorite parts, or what was your favorite thing you got to do at camp?
My favorite thing were probably all the water activities we did, which were the water slide, the slip and slide, and the obstacle course.
It was really hot that week, so I bet that was
very
nice.
Hot.
Yep.
My favorite thing was Power Hour, which is when we get to sing and praise God.
Oh, that's a great choice.
My favorite thing was the spider, and the spider is a trampoline that you climb up and you go down a slide.
Yeah. I heard next year we're going to try to get Matt Morton in that thing and launch him into the air and see what happens. So fun. What were some of the things y'all got to talk about God and have different Bible studies and club talks? What were some of the things y'all got to learn?
Well, we did this that week. We learned all about the fruits of the Spirit and learned about a different one every day. And we learned, we also, at the end of every day, we would sit down and all talk about the fruit of the Spirit we learned. And it was 10 to 15 minutes of just talking. And then we'd all separate and talk about different questions in our cabin groups. But my favorite thing was probably when we talked about prayer, which I learned my favorite thing was probably just whenever it's just talking to God and there's no such thing of a good or bad prayer.
Isn't that so cool that God listens to all of our prayers? I think it's pretty awesome.
What I learned was you should not be afraid. He is always with you.
That's awesome.
I learned that God is the vine and we are the branches.
Yes. So, I know all. So good. Well, girls, y'all want to have camp here every week?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. I mean, look at that. What a party. So fun. Well, thank y'all so much for sharing.
Thank
y'all did
you.
Awesome. Give it up for the bride. Awesome. I don't know how you follow that one up. But hey, we want to continue to pray. One, we just want to praise the Lord for Pine Cove, for the ministry that they're doing all over America and helping kids connect with Jesus and know Jesus, the ministry they do to college students, and that they got to come here, and that we got to host, and that so many people from all over Bryan College Station got to maybe experience God for the first time. So want to praise God for them, and then two, pray that, man, all the things that they got to hear, this idea of the power of prayer and that the Lord is near and the ways that the Spirit works in us and the ways that we are connected to the Lord through Jesus. Pray that these truths continue to sit on these students' hearts, that it continues to grow with their families or at schools or through their churches. So y'all can pray and then I'll close this. Father, thank you for Pine Cove. Thank you for these stories. Thanks for the Briars and their willingness to come and share, Lord, and the incredible things you did in their hearts and knowing that there are so many more stories from so many more kids who got to have a lot of fun, got to sing your praises, Lord, but also got to learn about who you are and that you're a God that works in us and a God that is good and a God that loves us and hears our prayers, and we thank you for that. We pray that you continue to grow those seeds and that these kids continue to grow into adults who love you, Jesus, and continue to make your name known. So, praise in Jesus' name, amen. All right, lastly, was a special one. Oops, sorry, I skipped it. Because another one I got to go on, that we get to go to Colorado. So I'm gonna bring up two of our high schoolers to talk about. We just got back, I think 2 weeks ago, something like that. Yeah, it feels like just yesterday. I'm still tired from all that driving, but awesome. Sorry, give it up for them. That's on me, my bad. I'm still working on my transitions. Could y'all introduce yourselves?
I'm Caroline Munson, and I'm going into junior year.
I'm Clayton Brode, and I'm also a junior.
So a little bit, we started this trip a few years ago, and it was an opportunity for us to, we take 12 high school students with us on staff, and we get an opportunity to go out. The Coles have a house in Estes Park, which is incredible. We get to go hike through Rocky Mountain National Park, and we get to see God's creation. We get to be in God's creation, a place for us to kind of get away from the daily challenges of the world and just get to be together. We get to live together and make meals together and laugh and a lot. But we also get to study the word, and we're going through different Bible studies. What does it look like for God to meet us in the wilderness and to draw near to us, and who is our God? And so a little bit about what it does. But what were some of y'all's favorite things we got to do?
I just like bonding with all of the people there because I went in not knowing really anybody. I was the only person from CSHS, so all the Consol guys I didn't know. And I feel like I've made lifelong friendships there. And it was so awesome getting to play spike ball and crushing Gavin.
Often. I didn't win much.
It was just awesome getting to know everybody that I probably wouldn't have crossed paths with other than that trip.
Yeah. How about you, Caroline?
I liked getting to go on all the hikes and just the quality time we got to spend together just walking and talking and everything that was shared during those hikes.
Caroline has this gift. I didn't say this in the first one, but you just made me think about it. Every hike, so she would sit with Claudia. Claudia doesn't watch a lot of movies. So Caroline would give the whole plot of a movie, like over 2 hours. She would like the whole Lord of the Rings movies. You could just hear back like each character. Her ability to give you the whole movie was awesome. So we got through all the Harry Potter, all the Lord of the Rings.
Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Good Girls Guide to Murder.
if there's any movies you haven't gotten to see, you can come talk to Caroline. And maybe she's seen it. She can share some documentaries. That's awesome. What were some of the things you got to learn about the Lord throughout our Bible studies or different times there?
We got to learn a lot about just how God uses the wilderness to show his greatness and also how he uses us because we are one of his creations, and it's just so beautiful and amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to beat having a Bible study in the middle of this like lake on top of a mountain.
Clear water.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Not 90 degrees. How about you, Clayton?
I would say probably something similar. The hike devos and the hike Bible studies where we got to, like, you could just look up from your Bible for just, like, a second and just take in, like, clear lakes, like they said, mountains, trees, all these things that you don't really get to see much of in College Station. And then you get to remember that all these beautiful things, and you're also something that God created that's beautiful, and that he wants that intimate relationship with you, and he wants that quality time with you. So I learned that I got to spend a little bit more quality time with my Lord.
That's really cool. Thank y'all. How has that changed? Like the things you got to learn, the things you got to grow in and be reminded of, how has that changed the way you've interacted with the Lord and kind of as you walk with him now?
I would say it was really, really easy to talk about God on that trip because everybody on that trip loved God like more than anything. So it was super easy to talk about that. But when you come home, you're not sure who actually loves God, who's putting their face on saying that they love God, or who just doesn't even know anything. So it's a little bit harder to talk about that with different people that you don't really know if like what the relationship is. But I've learned that he wants an intimate relationship with me, so I should share that with everybody and get them to want that intimate relationship with him.
That's cool. Thanks, Clay. What about you, Caroline?
It's been easier to make time in my day to just spend with the Lord, as well as being able to grow my friendships and community with the other girls that were on the trip, which three of them were in my youth group, so it was just amazing to get to spend more time with them. And then the other two, I got to learn so much about them, and it's so great to know that if I ever need someone by my side, I can just call or text them, and they'll be right there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you all for sharing a ton, so give it up for y'all. And I hope these stories are encouragement to you, seeing what God is doing. I mean, high school students and our Grace kids and all the way through, that God is doing great things. And that's the same God that wants to interact with you. So if you'd pray for our Colorado trip, praying that, man, those works continue to work in the lives of our students. And similarly, that, man, as these students have encountered God in really, really cool ways, they had a unique experience that many don't. They don't take that selfishly, but instead get to go and share those things with others that they get to rub shoulders with. So if you'd pray for them. Father, we thank you for an incredible, that you're an incredible God, that you're an incredible Lord that lets us do these things, that allows us to be a part of your story, that allows us to see your works, so that you are present in our lives, that you are near and intimate, as even as Clayton shared. Thank you for the works in Colorado and Pine Cove and Indonesia and Germany. Lord, thank you for the works that are happening in this room right now. Thank you that you are not done yet, and you are very, very active. Lord, I pray that we be people who regularly just stop and reflect. Lord, that we be people who look back and declare your goodness, that we are people who invite others to come and see as we share about what you've done and who you are. Lord, so allow us to leave here changed, leave here joyful, knowing, God, that you are a God of joy, and you invite us to be a part of these things. So, Lord, we love you. Praise in Jesus' name. Amen.